Preparing to delve in 3, 2, 1.
Ah, hello, and welcome back to Citanium Mine. It is a mine that we no longer mine Citanium out of. This is yet another clue to the mysterious origins of where we're at. And the reason why we don't mine Citanium anymore is because it turned out that the ore was only in your mind. Hence the name. Who would have thunk? Anyway, on this episode, I didn't really know what to talk about, because I've been pretty busy playing Yakuza Kiwami 2, and since I haven't really finished that game and moved on to playing other things, I haven't been bouncing around games like I normally do, I was like, well, maybe we should go into the backlog and talk about some other games that I have played. And then I happened to run across something that I actually had someone over to play recently and realized, oh yeah, maybe we should probably talk about that. And that game is called Among Us. And you are probably familiar with Among Us. It is a game that this previous year saw a huge surge of popularity, mostly because Twitch streams. That's basically what happened, even though it is a game that came out several years ago. And I can't really tell you that it's going to be a glowing recommendation or anything from me, because I didn't really even want to play the game. What happened is, my niece came over and wanted to, play around on the computer, right? And see all of the cool stuff that I have in my lab, and, hey, maybe we could play video games. And so what she decided to do is say, oh, hey, it looks like you have the Among Us on Game Pass, so we should do that. We should play the Among Us. So, having really never played the game before, I said, okay, here you go. Here's the hot seat. You have fun. And I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to watch. I luckily was able to at least name the character Snowball, and after that, I just kind of sat back and observed. It was one of the first times in recent history where I was literally a backseat observer. I was a backseat gamer for this one. But I probably should tell you what my experience was when I was in the hot seat, just playing around with the demo part. So, basically the structure of Among Us is you're an upside-down you with some goggles on, and because you're an upside-down you with some goggles on, what you need to do is run around this station and perform a bunch of menial tasks. When I say menial, it is literally I need to swipe this card a couple times, I have to pull this lever down to remove trash from a compactor. It is not difficult gameplay. It is actually incredibly rudimentary. This is what being a crewmate in Among Us is like. I run around the station, I have a laundry list of chores I need to perform. Let me go and perform them. So you're going around this ship, you're navigating the hallways, I go and I do the trash compactor thing, and I swipe the card a few times, and, you know, before you know it, rinse and repeat, and I've done my job. And theoretically, it is at this point that you would win the game. And when I saw that, and I played it, I thought to myself, as many people probably would, especially if they've been playing video games for a very long time, as I have, what is this? What's the point? But here's the thing! That is not really the game. The game is not really you running around a station performing menial tasks. No, that's just to give the crewmates something to do. Because the real game is to be the imposter in the main game. Because, you see, the imposter is going around trying to get away with committing murder on all of the crewmates before they can actually finish all of their tasks up. Because this is a multiplayer experience. You can either be the crewmates or you can be the imposter, but you don't know until you start the game. If you are running around doing all these menial tasks, but then somebody comes up and kills you, you know they're the imposter. But somebody else is going to have to come along later and see, hey, someone's dead. Go rush to the main room and call a meeting so that people can figure out who the actual imposter is to try and get them jettisoned out of an airlock. That's basically the game itself. The tasks themselves are not the game. Okay, so you go and you do that part, and you guess, basically, who the imposter is. You might be wrong, you might be right, but if the crewmates are able to either perform all of their tasks or get rid of all the imposters, they win. If the imposters are able to get rid of all the crewmates before they are able to perform their tasks, the imposters win. That's basically the game. If they didn't have that factor, it would be a very boring game. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching as she's playing this game, thinking to myself, I get the concept. I understand why people might want to play the game, but also, I don't see this as entertaining. It's basically a social deduction game, which can be a lot of fun, and in tabletop, this would work terrific. I can absolutely see it, but in a video game, feels very boring. But the thing that really annoyed me was how much time we would spend in the hubs between games. I swear we spent a good 15 minutes just wandering around, waiting for enough people to actually join our game, and then when you got up to, like, 8 or 9 people in a 10-person game, all of a sudden some people would drop out before new people came in, and you'd, like, never get to 10 people. And I was just sitting there wandering around, listening to people just write stupid things in the comments, and thinking, this is not a game. I don't understand that we spend less time in the actual game. That was the ironic part for me. So 10, 15 minutes waiting in the lobby to actually get into the game. You get into the game, and there's like, okay, you're the imposter now. And for some reason, somehow, within 5 seconds before we even got out of the room, it said, congratulations, you won. I don't know if that's just everybody else left the game because they weren't the imposter, so I don't care. But I sat there and I thought to myself, when I have to wait longer in the lobbies for this game than I do actually get to play the game, this is not an experience I am going to enjoy. And it's not like they can't do it. I mean, I hate to use this example, but let's look at Fortnite. I am not exactly a huge Fortnite stan, but I will say that it is kind of refreshing that basically the way that's set up is, yes, I would like to play a game now, and then the next, like, basically 100 people that have queued up to do a game, okay, well, we've reached 100, boom, let's start playing, and they can just go into a game, because we now have 100 people, so you're in, instead of doing these individual hubs. Just the idea, if you're just going to be popping in with a bunch of random people anyway, there's really no reason why you have to do individual hubs. You could just do it as that one overarching thing. Okay, we got to 10 people. Let's go for it. And I do find that a lot of people wanted to just be the imposter. Because, of course, it's going to be a whole lot more fun just trying to go around and on the sly, you know, get rid of all of the crewmates than it is going around trying to swipe credit cards all day. And so I understand that that would be the case, but you also need the crewmates in order for it to work. So basically, you know, the majority of the people in the game are having a lesser gaming experience than the ones that are actually wanting to be there because they're the imposter. And in general, I just don't understand what the appeal to a game like Among Us is. If you have to say that, like, 2/3 to 3/4 of the people that are in the game are going to have a menial experience, and then that one person who gets to go around and basically do the stealth kill mission is actually going to be having a good time, I don't find that to be a very high ratio of success. Okay, so I know what you're saying. Well, obviously you just don't like multiplayer games, and you're right. I don't. But I figured that I would take the opportunity here at the end to talk about alternate games, to discuss one that actually is a satisfying multiplayer experience. Satisfying multiplayer experience. Oh, okay. Golf with your friends. golf with your friends. You can have random people come in and play the game, obviously, but you can also just have hubs for you and your friends, so it is very much set up in the same way as the hubs for Among Us, so that's something. And you all get to kind of play golf at the same time, and there's some wacky things that you can do. It's always fun to turn your golf ball into an acorn if you hate yourself. There's new courses that are added all the time, and I mean, there's golf. The great thing about, like, golf with your friends, it doesn't take itself too seriously. There's hockey modes and the basketball modes and stuff, and some of the courses are really crazy. But it is a fun experience overall, and the great thing is that unlike Among Us, where it feels like only a fraction of the people involved in the game are actually having the satisfying experience that they wanted to have, in Golf with Your Friends, you're all getting the opportunity to golf, and you're getting to do that at, like, the same time while you're playing. And that's just fun. You know, because no one's going to say that they didn't feel satisfied that they didn't, that somebody was doing the golfing and everybody else was sitting around not enjoying the golf or being the spectators to the golf. And so I would say try that. I think that you're going to find that to be a little bit more fun, honestly. All right, so thank you once again for joining me on Cytania Mine. Now, here is the part that you're not going to like to hear. So we had to actually get rid of the minecart due to budget cutbacks. So it was great that you were able to ride down on it, but then I had to decommission it while you were here. So you're going to have to walk back up. Now, if you want to get back down here, I will provide you with a board that you can slide down on. You know, it builds character. I think that's the important thing. You're gonna get a lot of steps in today. Think of it that way. It's an exercise regimen. Every time you join me, it's an exercise regimen. Don't give me that look.